Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
We are literally hours from Christmas 2022 and in the midst of Hanukkah, so a very happy and heartfelt greeting of the seasons, as it were, from Pioneer Valley Radio. Glad to have you with us. Special guest Mark Auerbach will drop by later in the program with his final Arts Feed report of the year. Merry and happy to everybody who has enjoyed our programs over the last several years. And on we go. The Hampshire Mall has announced their hours for Christmas weekend, but some businesses in the mall may have different opening and closing times. The mall will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve, Saturday, December 24th. Closed Christmas Day, the 25th. The mall will reopen on Monday, the 26th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Cinemark Movie Theater will be open on Christmas Day. Movie selections and showtimes can be found on their website. Now, here are the businesses that will have alternate hours for Christmas Eve. Arizona Pizza, noon to 4 p.m. Cinemark, first showing, 10 a.m. Last showing, 7:40 p.m. Dick's Sporting Goods, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fun Hub, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Interskate 91, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Joanne, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. JCPenney, 9 a.m. 6 p.m. PetSmart, 9 a.m. 6 p.m. Pins, noon to 5 p.m. Planet Fitness, closing at 5 p.m., reopening on the 26th at 4:30 a.m. They're open 24 hours, Monday through Friday. And Target from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And also Trader Joe's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have a recall that has been issued for Innovation frozen chicken entrees, which are sold at Walmart due to a mislabeling issue. Innovation Cuisine Enterprises Incorporated is recalling frozen, ready-to-eat crispy chicken with almonds because it may contain shrimp that was not listed on the product label, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service made this announcement, where they're referred to as the FSIS. The recalled item was sold exclusively at Walmart, Innovation confirmed. The retailer issued a full list of locations where it was sold, encompassing some 29 states. Now, if you have an allergy to shellfish, this could have an allergic reaction if you consume it. So far, no illnesses, I'm happy to report, have been brought to the attention of Innovation. The FSIS says customers with who may have purchased the entrees should not eat it, but discard it or return it to where you purchased it. The product should be discarded or returned. Walmart is also providing a full list of Walmart locations where the product was sold. The Postal Service says it added thousands of seasonal hires, hundreds of new package processing machines, and even leased extra space to handle a significant increase in packages for the holiday season. Other companies are also working to keep up with increased holiday demand. In New York, FedEx rolled out electric carts, allowing sleek, four-wheeled electric carts to drop off packages instead of delivery trucks sitting idly along a curb. Time is running out for those who may not have shipped out their packages yet. Monday is the last day for the post office's Priority Mail service, and Friday is the last day for Priority Mail Express. Hustle time. Well, the last two performances of that glittering holiday offering, Home for the Holidays, at the Majestic Theater in West Springfield, are Wednesday and Thursday night. Now, if you can come and you can find a ticket, they'd love to have you. Mark Auerbach joins us now with a bag full of holiday goodies on this Arts Feed Report. Mark?
The Westfield Athenaeum and MOSO, musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, will present a three-concert chamber music season at the Athenaeum. MOSO and Friends perform in February, the Champlain Trio comes to Westfield in March, and Harmonia 5 plays the Athenaeum in April. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com or westaff.org. Lisa Lampanelli, Big Fat Failure, comes to West Hartford's Playhouse on Park for two benefit performances on December 30th. Lampanelli's new show, based on her award-winning career in comedy, 5 TV specials, plus Grammy nominations, tells her story of career ups and downs in story and song. For details, playhouseonpark.org. If you're headed to Broadway, you might find Michael Wartella, the Berkshire's born and raised actor, recently seen in Berkshire Theatre Group's Godspell and White Christmas. Michael's joined the cast of Broadway's Wicked in the role of Bach. And Mr. Saturday Night, the Broadway musical starring Billy Crystal, is now available for streaming. Mr. Saturday Night played Barrington Stage before moving to New York. For details, BroadwayHD.com. And the hip-hop Nutcracker slides into the Bushnell New Year's Eve. The touring production features hip-hop pioneer Curtis Blow, the first rapper to be signed by a major label in 1979. Blow is considered one of hip-hop's founding fathers and will perform the role of the MC in hip-hop Nutcracker. Created in 2013 by director-choreographer Jennifer Weber, who's Olivier nominated and an Emmy winner, and Michael Fiddleston, the hip-hop Nutcracker plays homage to the original Balanchine ballet retold through the modern self-expression gaze of hip-hop culture. The tour includes a cast of a dozen all-star dancers, an onstage DJ, an electric violinist who turns the beloved Nutcracker score on its head. For details, bushnell.org. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach. And Brad Shepard, happy holidays to you and yours.
Well, right back at you, Mark, with our thanks here at Pioneer Valley Radio for an entire year of great ArtSpeed reports. And as you look back over the expanse of the year, Mark, you must be thinking of some high points or any particular points that stand out for you. I wonder if you'd share those with us.
Well, there were a couple. First of all, on the non-performing side of things, at Barrington Stage, there's been a change in leadership. Julianne Boyd, who is the co-founder of Barrington Stage, retired after 28 years at the helm. And she's been succeeded by Alan Paul, who's a brash, bright, young theater director from Washington, D.C., whose work I've seen when I've been doing work with the Capitol Steps over the years. And he's going to bring a really exciting vision to Barrington Stage. So I'm really ramped up about that. And also another changing of the guard at Chester Theater, where Daniel Elihu Kramer has stepped down to become chair of the theater department at Smith College. And he's being replaced by Tara Franklin and James Barry, two area actors, directors, and performers who are now going to share the role of artistic directorship. So two really great things to look at for at two theaters next year. My personal highlights were both from Barrington Stage. They were the play Waiting for Godot, which is a classic, which I had never seen live on stage. And for me, it was a perfect production, punctuated by a great performance by Mark H. Dold in one of the leads. And also Barrington Stage did A Little Night Music, which is a brilliant production which really played homage to the late Stephen Sondheim. And the other shows and plays and musicals that caught my attention over the year was a Broadway-bound musical called Kiss My Aztec by John Leguizamo and his friends, which played Hartford Stage and will probably show up on Broadway relatively soon. And also a Seascape, Edward Albee's classic, got a rare performance at Berkshire Theatre Group under the direction of Eric Hill. And for me, those were the theater highlights of the year. And there's so much more happening in 2023. I just can't wait to go to the theater.
Well, we'll certainly enjoy your personal perspective in bringing those moments to us in forthcoming ArtSpeed reports here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Have a great holiday, Mark Auerbach, and thanks for everything.
You have a great holiday and a happy new year, Brad Shepard.
Thank you, Mark. And at this point, what more can I say other than thank you for your support and listenership through this year? And I will return in the new year with more programs, more conversations, more special guests here in our Western Mass bailiwick on Pioneer Valley Radio. A very happy holiday to you. Traveling could be really, shall we say, challenging this holiday season. It could be record-breaking, so I offer you my heartfelt hope that you travel quite safely and you find the weather cooperating with wherever you need to be. Enjoy the holidays. Take care. On behalf of Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.